Hi, and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now. Locally dial 216-901-0933 or toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here's your late night host, Pastor Al Davis.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until midnight. And hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation here. You can give us a call toll-free at 888-677-9673 with your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. We'd love to hear from you tonight. And if you're out on the roads here in northeastern Ohio right now, it's a little bit slippery in spots. And some spots, there's hardly anything at all. But that's a beauty of northeast Ohio in late winter, I guess. But keep careful if you're out there driving about, and stay on the road and out of the ditches. And if you're home, stay warm. And a couple more cold snaps probably, and spring will be here before we know it. But it's kind of an interesting day today. Snow at times, and looked like it was going to get sunshiny for a little bit. Little hints of spring coming here, but a little bit of winter's last hurrah. Well, let's go ahead and open our program in a word of prayer this evening, and we'll get into our things here tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air this evening. We do pray, Father, that you would bless, and pray that we could be a blessing, encouragement, and a help to somebody tonight. And Lord, if there's somebody that needs to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we just ask that something that we talk about tonight that you can use to help that person to see their need for Christ, that they might be saved. Thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I said, this is Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and we'd love to hear from you if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And I just want to talk about a couple things here this evening and just kind of see where we go here tonight. Of course, your questions are always welcome here, and we're on right now, of course, on WHKW AM 1220, The Word, broadcasting out of Cleveland, Independence, Ohio, and been on this station for about 5.5 years, I guess, now, and then for the last month and a half, we've been broadcasting on 91.5 Freedom FM WHKC in Columbus. And we're certainly glad to have the opportunity to be on the air down there, and love to hear from you folks. You can give us a call as well, toll free, 888-677-9673. Love to hear from you. But we get asked periodically how we do the program and how the program is able to be on the air. And so thought I'd just share a little bit of that with you here this evening as we get started. Sometimes we go to talk about some of these things, and we get some callers, and we get off into some good questions and don't get back to it. So before we get some callers calling in, I just thought I'd mention a few things here real quick. This program, of course, started as a result of our Friday night Bible study at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor. And we certainly invite you, if you're in the area, we're right in Richfield. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, of course, on Sundays, but also on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And we have an informal Bible study. And that Bible study is kind of like the program here, Late Night Live with Pastor Al, where we have questions. People who are there ask questions, and it'll be questions about the Bible, question about current events in light of God's Word, and we'll discuss those. A big difference is that we do that for 2 hours there, and we have refreshments. And I can't quite do the refreshments here on the air. I'd have to share them with our board operator. So, we invite you to come visit us sometime if that sort of thing appeals to you. If you want to ask questions about the Bible and spend some time talking about it, or give us a call here at 888-677-9673. But about 5.5 years ago, actually closer to 6 years ago now, not quite, but we were thinking about taking that format and adapting it into a radio program And God opened up the doors, and we were able to do that. And we're thankful. God blessed. And we've been able to be on the air for 5.5 years. And it's been nice because God's provided the resources needed. And through the church, through our sponsor, Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. And, of course, if you've been listening to the program for any length of time, you know we usually mention Frank's Antiques in North Royalton as we come back out of the bottom of the hour break. And we appreciate Frank's Antiques in North Royalton because they directly help us to remain on the air. And it's because of Frank's Antiques in North Royalton, as well as the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, that we've been able to be on the air all this time. And we don't have to spend, week after week with long, drawn-out appeals for money. And I know it's what it takes to keep programs like this on the air. And, of course, I know you know that, too, if you listen to talk radio any length of time. It's either the commercials that are sold or, as often is the case in Christian talk radio in particular, a lot of times it's the gifts and support of God's people that help keep programs on the air. And one of the reasons we're bringing this up tonight is we've been on the air for about a month and a half now, as I said, 91.5 Freedom FM, WHKC in Columbus. We just wanted to let folks there know that that's an additional cost that we have brought on. And so far, God has supplied the need. But we're, having been on for about 6 weeks now, we're trying to evaluate, the use of God's money and being on the air there on the Columbus station. And I guess what I'm saying is if the showdown is a blessing to the folks in the Columbus market, and we do want to be a blessing, but we also want to be wise stewards of God's resources. If we're a blessing to you, we'd like to hear from you. And also, if you would like to help keep us on the air in the Columbus market, as well as help us out with our broadcast here on WHKW AM 1220, the Word here in the Cleveland market as well, we would sure appreciate it. But we're not out there, asking for millions of dollars per person or anything like that. But if the Lord leads you to give us $5 or $10 maybe to help us stay on the air, we'd sure appreciate that. And people want to know how they can do that. And there's really two ways that you can do that. One way is you can log online at our website, latenightlive.maplenoll.us. That's latenightlive.maplenoll.us. And there's a PayPal link there. We've had some people in the past send $5 or $10 or something like that to our PayPal link to help keep us on the air. Or if you would rather send something directly, you can send it to the Bible Baptist Church at Post Office Box 452. That's the Bible Baptist Church at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, zip code 44286. That's the Bible Baptist Church, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, zip code 44286. And what that does is it lets us know that you value the program and you want us to be on the air, and it gives us a chance to see if we're doing some good. And certainly it's a help. We're a small church, and I tell people we're probably the smallest church that has a live radio program. I don't know of any church smaller than ours that does. And what I'm saying with that is if God can get us on the air and use us on the air and provide through God's people to keep us on the air, God can bless you and help you to do things as well. If you're in a small church somewhere, certainly I'm not asking for your tithes and offerings. It belongs to your church. But if your church is taken care of and you'd like to just help out a little bit, $5, $10, we'd sure appreciate it. And you can, like I said, donate via PayPal at latenightlive.maplenoll.us. Or send it to Bible Baptist Church, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio. Well, that's probably our annual plea for money. Well, maybe we do make it mention of it two or three times a year, but with that, we're going to get into our phone calls and things. And let you know again, the telephone number's toll-free. If you're hearing this program and you're within the United States, you can call toll-free at 888-677-9673. I think those numbers might actually work from Canada as well, but that's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air tonight with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And let's see, we have, I think our first caller here is Neil in Cuyahoga Heights. And Neil, are you there?
Hi, Pastor Al. Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Thank you. I was curious about the upcoming elections and if there's any online guide that you would recommend that would guide Christian voters. And that's all I wanted to ask, and I'll listen to your answer offline.
All right. Yeah, there's a couple of things out there, and let me see if I can find one right here. American Family Association has put together a guide, and let me see if I can find it. I think it's ivoterguide.com. Ivoter, all one word, guide.com. And yeah, I just called it up on my screen here, and that will get you into a voter guide that you put your address in, and that's what I'm doing right now, putting my address in here, and let's see, I click the OK button, and let me tell you what you get. Here's just an example. This is ivoterguide.com. And it's giving me elections in Ohio, my address for the Republican primary, which is this Tuesday. Of course, it's March the 4th right now. And so the Republican primary or the Super Tuesday primary here in Ohio is coming up Tuesday, March the 6th. And it has a list here of those running for U.S. Senator, and there's other races, but it's based on your address. And let me see what I can find here. It says it's got a list of candidates on the Republican ticket. There's Rusty Bliss, David Dott, Donna Glissman, Eric Gregory, Josh Mandel, and Michael Price. And you can click on the link for candidate research and what does it tell me? Well, I'm not seeing anything just yet. But, oh, there it is. It'll give you a whole bunch of things. It gives you a series of survey questions. And these questions are interesting because they have to do with free enterprise, the Constitution, marriage, Judeo-Christian values, things of that nature, abortion, things going through here, and a survey that they sent out to these individuals, and they have rated them based on that, their answers to the survey, and they also have links to their websites. And so that'd probably be a good resource, ivoter.com, because that'll benefit not only those listening in Ohio, but neighboring states as they're coming into their primaries. And I'm going to assume they'll probably have something along this line when we come into the fall elections. But that would be a good one right there. I believe that Ohio Right to Life on their site has some ratings, and I would encourage people, take a look at these candidates and take a look at their values. For instance, on this question here about marriage being the union of a man and a wife, we have Rusty Bliss, who said that he agrees with that statement. They could go from strongly disagreeing to just disagree to neutral to agree to strongly agree. So he only agreed with that. Here's another one where, well, let's look at another candidate here. Donna Glissman also said that she is neutral on that subject. And the other the three candidates here, or four candidates, did not answer on that. It doesn't look like they did the survey in that particular one. But you can look for resources like that. Another source, Heritage Alliance, on the computer, on the internet, Heritage Alliance. You can go there. It's Heritage Alliance Promoting Judeo-Christian Values in Government. And you can go there. And they have some voter guides available. I think it might link back to some of the same ones there dealing with American Family Association. But that's heritagealliance.com and also ivoterguide.com. And for most of our listeners, we're probably going to be more concerned with the values, the social values, social issues, abortion, marriage, things of that nature, and these voter guides deal with that. So that would be a good source online, and certainly I would hope that at your church there are people who are keeping abreast of the news that can give you some information as well. If you can't find that, perhaps your pastor or somebody at the church is keeping track of some of these things to help you understand the issues and the positions that these candidates are taking on those issues. And then, of course, I would be remiss if I did not include the other, and probably the main thing that you ought to do in knowing who you ought to vote for, and that's prayer. You ought to ask God to give you some direction, to guide you, and to help you find out some information. And there's only a couple days before the primary, but there's time. There's resources available out there. iVoterGuide.com, HeritageAlliance.com, and other sites, I'm sure that you can find good information, and don't neglect praying and asking God through His Spirit to guide you into making wise choices in your voting on Tuesday, March the 6th. Well, I hope that helps, and we're going to go to another caller here, but you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and if you've got a question about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word, I invite you to give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's toll-free, 888-677-9673, and we have, I believe, Tim. Here in Ohio, somewhere, don't have city, but Tim, are you on the line here with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Hello, thank you. My question is less to do with current events. I'm a first-time listener.
Oh, that's fine.
I heard the open call. It's more to do with as a skeptic, yeah. Hold on, let me compose my thoughts.
No problem.
Other cults and religions that existed before and during the time of Christ that
right.
have similar origin stories of a savior coming, being, dying, and resurrecting, such as Krishna or Horus of in Egypt mythology.
Oh, yeah.
Mithra, and then Zoroastrianism. So
yeah,
it's
very common.
As a skeptic, I wanted to get a Christian point of view on the shared almost story between all of these.
All right. And of course, with just a couple of minutes available to us, I can probably only scratch the surface. And if you like to read, I can also recommend two books that might help you out a little bit too. One is Eternity in Their Hearts. And I cannot think of the author of that right off the top of my head. Maybe it'll come to me. But you go on Google or Amazon or something, and I'm sure you can find it. But that's Eternity in Their Hearts. And another one is The Two Faces of Babylon by Alexander Hislop. And I'll mention The Two Faces of Babylon with a warning. If you find it difficult to stay awake reading, this book will probably put you to sleep. It's a scholarly book. The footnotes have footnotes. So, but at any rate, having said that, I remember I took a couple of sociology courses when I was in college. And this was long before I was ever in Bible college or surrendered to ministry or anything like this. This was secular college. And I remember one of the things, I think it was our second year, my second sociology course, they said one of the things that we need to understand is the more widespread a myth, a legend, a story is, the more likely it's based on something that actually happened in the past. And that's important to understand. I believe that explains why there are so many legends referring to a creation story, also a flood. It's kind of ironic. I even remember at the time they figured that rule applied to everything but flood theories. When it come to a worldwide flood, even though virtually every culture studied has some kind of flood theory, that one couldn't possibly be true. Even though it meets the criteria, the more widespread, the more likely it is based on an actual event. But if you read most secular histories, they start from the broad aspect of all kinds of various inanimate forces that got deified in various ways, and then finally over time they were kind of anthropomorphized into living spirits of some sort, and finally, you know, culminating in looking like men and women, and having the same problems that men and women have. Look at the Greek and Roman mythology, for instance. And then finally, you had this group called the Hebrews that when they left Egypt, they eventually centered on bringing all of these groups or all these various gods and goddesses into one god. And I've read some books and things where that's the kind of thing that they suggest. However, if you look at some other I want to say variations, but that's not really the correct word. But another way of looking at it is the opposite direction, that we started with a single god, and that over time that got corrupted and diversified and divided into a multiplicity of gods and goddesses. And there's a lot of things in various religions and cultures outside of Christianity and Judaism that suggest that that's probably more likely the case. For instance, even in Hinduism, I believe when you get back to the source of it, it all stems from one original god. The Greek and Roman mythologies, it all stemmed back from one god. The Norse mythologies, things like that. And that's why I suggested Alexander Hislop. Alexander Hislop was recommended to me. I was actually wandering around Cambridge University in England. I wasn't a student there. I was stationed over there in the United States Air Force, and I was touring Cambridge. And I got to talking with a guy that worked there, and I said, I wonder if there's a book that can help me understand where all these various myths and legends came from. And he's the one who suggested to me Hislop's The Two Faces of Babylon. And Alexander Hislop goes and just thoroughly documents through legends and stories and myths from various cultures around the world how it all seems to go back to what is presented in the Christian Bible and the Jewish scriptures when you go back especially into the book of Genesis. So when you look at it from that standpoint, you find explanations for why that in China, for instance, they use characters which represent pictures. And why is it that the Chinese character for safety is eight people in a boat lifted up on the water? What could that possibly have to do with safety? Until you realize that in the book of Genesis, there was Noah and his wife, his three sons and their wives, eight people who got in a boat that was lifted up in the waters of the flood, and that kept them safe. Why would the ancient Chinese character for safety be made up of eight people in a boat lifted up in the water? Well, Eternity in Their Hearts, that book, and I wish the name would come to me on that author, but Eternity in Their Hearts, he charts some of those things as well. And it's probably a much easier read than Hislop's Two Faces of Babylon. And both of these men do a valuable service where they show very conclusively that all of these myths and legends, all these variant religions, Zoroastrianism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, all these things, various religions of the Mayans and the Aztecs and the Native Americans and the South Pacific Islands and African religions, all seem to be corrupted from the original source stories, which all seem to go back to the book of Genesis in the Bible. And that's probably the reason why the book of Genesis is so profoundly attacked by critics, because the devil doesn't want people to know that you can trace all these back. For instance, a lot of the Roman and Greek gods all go back to one person. They go back to the time shortly after the flood when Nimrod, actually goes back to three persons, Nimrod, his wife Semiramis, and their son Tammuz. And if you ever wonder why they have hot cross buns around the time of Lent and where Lent came from and all of that, the story of Nimrod, Semiramis, and Tammuz is very informative. And you'll see how that came out of that history. But just a quick thing, and we're coming up on the break, and maybe we'll get into a little bit more in the second half. But stay tuned for the second half of Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. The Holiday Inn Express is located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, or the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 Cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever. That means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing, Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoel.us. You can also visit our website at latenightlive.maplenoel.us. That's latenightlive.maplenoel.us. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you. Now, let's get back to our show.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until midnight tonight. And we certainly welcome your phone calls about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. We'd love to hear from you. And you can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. Of course, we're brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, where I'm the pastor, and certainly invite you to visit. Also by Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is located at 6668 Royalton Road, that's State Route 82. And Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is open Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday from noon until 5:30 p.m., and if you'd like to give them a call, you can call Frank's Antiques in North Royalton at 440-237-4393. That's 440-237-4393. And let them know you heard about him right here on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I want to mention something else here as well before we get back to our telephone calls. And again, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, give us a call, 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air. But I just want to mention the Akron Fossils and Science Center. We haven't mentioned them. It's been probably a couple months since we mentioned them. And for our new listeners down in the Mid-Ohio area listening on 91.5 Freedom FM, WHKC, if you've not heard of the Akron Fossils and Science Center, it's an amazing Christian Science Museum that's located here in northeastern Ohio. It's located on the west side of Akron in Copley, Ohio, and it's just a little north of Interstate 76. Now, coming from Cleveland, you just go south on Interstate 77, and you follow the Route 21 split there in below the Montrose exits, you'll see the signs, and you get off at Minor Road, and you take a right or a left, and that'll take you right to the Akron Fossil and Science Center. If you're coming up from the south, from the Columbus area or wherever, up 71, you can just come up to 76 and take that over to 21, and then head north on 21 to Minor Road, ways that you can come in, but the street address, if you want to GPS it to come in, 2080 South Cleveland Massillon Road in Copley. That's 2080 South Cleveland Massillon Road in Copley. And the reason I'm mentioning the Akron Fossils and Science Center right now is they have a science fair convention coming up May the 5th and May the 8th through the 12th. And this is a great thing if you have a Christian school or if you are a homeschooler and you're looking for some activities, some science-oriented activities. Check out their website. You can go online at akronfossils.com. That's akronfossils.com. And look for the information on the science fair school-age kids. That's going to be Saturday, May the 5th, as well as Tuesday, May the 8th through Saturday, May the 12th. They have a number of activities planned, as well as the science fair projects, which they will judge. There's sponsorships available. Also, there will be prizes given on some of these. There's actually going to be a $500 cash prize given to a qualifying homeschooled, college-bound high school senior by the Alicia Cooper Memorial Fund. And if you're a homeschooler, this is something that can really help. A $500 cash prize for a qualifying homeschooler that's bound for college. And they can find out more details on that by going to akronfossils.com and look up the information there on the Akron Fossils and Science Center in Akron, Ohio, Copley, Ohio, actually. and their upcoming science fair. And just check out their website anyways. They have activities and lectures and speakers from across the country come through there on occasion. And if you've been to the Science Creation Science Museum in Northern Kentucky, you know how much it costs to get in there. Well, the cost you'll find is a lot less at the Akron Fossils and Science Center. So I wanted to mention that here this evening. But we'll get back to our program here. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, give us a call, 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here tonight. Love to hear from you. I was mentioning in the first half hour about two books that can really help give you some good understanding as to where these various religions and legends and things like that came from. And my position on that is they came from the Bible initially, and as people turned their back on God, as people drifted away from the Word of God, they began to forget these things and remember them differently, and then over time, they turned into different things. Now, I say the Word of God, obviously, back in the days of Moses, they didn't have all of the Bible, but they had stories that were passed down from Adam through Noah's family, and then passed down through the line of Abraham to the time of Moses. And then they were written down. So there were stories that they were familiar with that made up God's Word. And Eternity in Their Hearts was a book that I was mentioning. And Don Richardson is the individual who wrote that. That's Don Richardson. You can find that on Amazon.com or probably at a Christian bookstore. You could order that. Or some libraries might even have that if you want to take the low-cost route there. And the other book was The Two Faces of Babylon by Alexander Hislop. And if you like history and you've never encountered this approach to history that looks at the origin of all these religions and different things, legends and stuff, as being departures from God's truth, you'll find these books fascinating, even if you're not a Christian. Our caller in the last half hour said that he was more of a skeptic. Well, if you're interested in looking at a completely different view of history, I would certainly suggest those books. They'll open your eyes. And very well documented in The Two Faces of Babylon by Alexander Hislop, and then Eternity in Their Hearts has some really unique encounters with the mountain tribes in Southeast Asia and the stories that they attributed to their forefathers that migrated into Southeast Asia after having left the Middle Eastern region and Asia Minor, and having stories of the flood and having a knowledge of the truth that they lost track of. And so very interesting things, as well as some indications of ancient Bible truths that are actually hidden within the ancient Chinese characters in the Chinese language. And so really, really interesting stuff. You're probably not going to find that in your local public school or state-supported college, because that's not the party line there. They want to point you away from God and away from the truth of the Scriptures. But again, I hope those books help somebody, and I hope that was a help to our caller and things of that nature. But again, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and that's the purpose of our program. You can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. Love to hear from you tonight. And looking at a couple of other things that are going on in the world, it's really not looking good over in the Middle East right now. And we were talking at church. We've been looking at God's promise in in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3 that he would bless those that bless Abram, which is Abraham, and curse those that curse him, and specifically talking about his descendants. That was actually reiterated to his descendants, and so we know that it applies to the Jewish descendants of Abraham. And we were talking about the things that have happened in this country following our treatment of Israel, when we've pressured them to give up land, when we've pressured them in various ways to do things that had not been in favor of Israel. And we were talking about the tornadoes that have been hitting the Midwest here in these last couple of days. I think the last I heard that there's been 37 people killed in the tornadoes that came across the Missouri and Texas and Kentucky, Ohio, I guess in Indiana, Illinois, as well as northern Alabama and some other places. There's been about 37 people confirmed killed in this latest round of tornadoes. And, you know, there's talking about books here tonight, I guess tonight's the night to recommend books. There's a great book by John P. McTernan. McTernan is spelled M-C-T-E-R-N-A-N, called As America Has Done to Israel. And he charts in there since 1991 an amazing series of what certainly the secular world would call amazing coincidences, where every time starting with President George H.W. Bush, who became the first American president to begin urging Israel to give up land for peace and to set up a Palestinian state alongside of the Jewish state, that these incredible storms and disasters, economic disasters, natural disasters, earthquakes, hurricanes, fires, things like that, struck the United States. In 1991, for instance, President George H.W. Bush, he made his push for Israel to give up land. And if you ever seen the movie A Perfect Storm, or The Perfect Storm, or read the book, it was about a storm that was in the North Atlantic, headed away from the United States. It stalled, it turned around, gained strength, grew to hurricane strength, and right after President Bush called for the division of the land of Israel, the storm whacked right into Kennebunkport, Maine, and destroyed his compound there. Coincidence, right? Well, there's a lot of these coincidences that happen repeatedly down from 1991 down through the present day. And we were wondering, you know, what's happening between our country and Israel today? And it's kind of interesting. We have probably the most anti-Israel president this country has ever had. And the press corps, I guess, the White House press secretary was speaking to the press corps one day last week, and he said that President Obama has a sound relationship with Israel and Prime Minister Netanyahu, to which the press corps snickered audibly, because they know that the relationship between the two is stormy at best, and certainly we've been enduring a bit of stormy weather. And you can say, well, I don't know, you're reading a lot into that, aren't you? Well, there's a history of that. You can find some of this stuff online, there's just a history let me give you another one. Let's go back further in history. Back in 1938, I believe it was, 1938, there was an event that took place on Long Island, and this event was the largest pro-Nazi rally outside of Germany, and it happened at Camp Siegfried on Long Island in August of 1938. less than a month later, and there were thousands of people that were there. The American, the equivalent of the Nazis, they were Nazi sympathizers here in America. They had like 30 or 40,000 people show up. Less than a month later, the most powerful storm ever recorded to hit Long Island and New York and New England came across Ground Zero, was Camp Siegfried. Had just wiped it out. I mean, these people were calling for the destruction of the Jewish people, and in less than a month later, this storm came out of nowhere, and people didn't think anything was going to happen. Of course, at that time, it moved faster than the warnings could be transmitted to the people there. Remember, they didn't have the telephone systems and things that we have today. The storm system itself was moving about 70 miles an hour, and it maintained hurricane force winds across Long Island, up through New York State, into New England, and was not classed below hurricane strength until it got up into Canada. Absolutely unprecedented. And, you can see the pictures of it. And they didn't name hurricanes at that time. It was just simply called the Great Hurricane of September 21st, 1938. And things like this are kind of interesting, but another coincidence, I guess, huh? There just seems to be a lot of coincidences. I'm reminded of the famous French atheist Voltaire, who said that miracles are nothing but coincidences. And then he observed that it's amazing how many coincidences happen to Christians when they pray. When God works in the world and that people don't want to admit that it's the hand of God, they say, well, it's a coincidence. Well, I think God has been warning our country. God blessed this country immensely as we supported the Jewish people throughout our history. And you can see evidence in other countries, Russia, for instance, which in the 1890s began a systematic persecution of the Jewish people with their various pogroms. And the Russian Orthodox Church wanted the Jews to be restricted to certain areas and not allowed to worship openly, not allowed to build houses of worship or proselytize or anything like that. And they succeeded in getting the czars to go along with that. And then after a bit of time and a number of Jewish refugees fleeing Russia, fleeing to the West, and a great many of them winding up in this country, it wasn't too much longer after these things were going in full force that the October Revolution took place. What was that, 1917, I believe it was, and the Communist Party, when they took control of Russia, enforced on the Russian Orthodox Church as well as the Russian people the very same things that they enforced on the Jewish people. And here we have England that at the start of the 20th century was one of the preeminent world powers of its day. And they had a chance, an opportunity through the Balfour Declaration in the late, around about 1917, 18, in that time frame, they had a chance to establish a Jewish state, and they called for the establishment of it. And that state was to include all of present-day Israel, Gaza Strip, West Bank, Golan Heights, all that, as well as the entire country of Jordan. And because of pressure from Arab interests, and in order to placate the Arabs that began rioting and attacking the Jewish residents in that area, they decided on a land for peace deal, and they split off over three quarters. Actually, it's probably closer to four fifths of the Palestinian or the land of Palestine that was set aside as a Jewish state when they set up after World War I. They divided up the Middle East into several Arab states and one Jewish state, which was Palestine. And when they established that, the Arabs that were living in Palestine began rioting and attacking the Jews in Palestine. And so to placate them, they decided land for peace, split off over three quarters of the land, formed the country of Transjordan, which now, of course, is known as Jordan. And that was the original land for peace deal. And then, of course, they tried splitting off more land for peace with the UN partition of the land in 1947, which directly resulted in the Jewish people realizing before long land for peace meant that they wouldn't have any peace left. And so they formed their state in 1948, May the 14th. And thankfully, we had a president, President Harry Truman, sitting in the White House, who a few days before was told by all of his advisors, under no circumstances should he recognize a Jewish state. And of course, nobody was in the White House at the time, except for a few aides. And when the telegram came in that the Jewish state had been declared, he sent a telegram immediately recognizing the state of Israel, first country in the world to do it. He did it because he grew up going to a Baptist church where he learned in his Baptist church and Sunday school class as a young boy that Israel was, or the Jewish people were God's chosen people, and that the land of Palestine or Israel was the land that God had given to them. And he understood the truth that's in Joel chapter 3, that God takes a dim view of people dividing his land. It's God's land, and he chose to put the Jewish people there. And so as a result of that, President Truman recognized Israel as a sovereign state. And of course, God blessed the United States greatly. Well, what happened to England during that time? Great Britain. Well, Great Britain went from being one of the preeminent nations in the world, one of the most powerful nations in the world, going into this, to losing most of their empire. Remember, they said the sun didn't set on the British Empire, and after they began parting the land and giving it away, they began to go downhill, and they lost their stature, they lost their influence. Now, I'm not saying that Great Britain is a nothing country. It's a great country, but it's not the world superpower that it was at the end of the 1800s and early 1900s. And guess who took their place? Well, it was our country, wasn't it? And incidentally, our country began its rise on the national scene when in the late 1800s, we accepted all of the Jewish refugees that were fleeing persecution in Russia, as well as other European countries. We allowed them to come in and settle in this country. And here's Russia that was a powerful state. They declined into the long darkness of state communism, and the United States began its rise into eventually becoming the sole superpower in the world, certainly the most powerful country and influential country the world has ever seen. And I didn't plan on getting off into all that history there tonight, but looking at the clock here, I realize we're coming up toward the end of the program, and we probably got a few minutes left, and I don't know if we can get another call in, but certainly you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and the toll-free number is 888-677-9673, and certainly enjoy having the opportunity to answer questions. And, you know, one of the reasons we do that is a lot of times, at church, you know, speaking as a pastor, you have people asking about this and asking about that and different things going on. And it's really hard after a church service to spend much time going into too many questions. And, you know, hopefully we provide a service doing that, letting you ask questions and trying to see what the Bible has to say, or maybe applying a biblical worldview to things that is happening in the world around us. And so we hope it's a blessing to you. And if it is a blessing to you, as I said earlier in the program, if you'd like to help out, you can donate maybe $5 or $10, just a little to let us know that we're a blessing to you and help keep us on the air. You can log on to latenightlive.maplenoel.us. We have a PayPal link there. Or you can send something to Bible Baptist Church at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. But regardless of that, we enjoy being on. Hope we're a blessing. Hope you'll be able to join us again next week. Good night, and God bless.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, where your questions and comments are always welcome. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286, or email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at latenightlive.maplenoll.us. That's latenightlive.maplenoll.us. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and Friday nights at 7 p.m. Join Pastor Al Davis again for more Late Night Live conversation next Sunday at 11 p.m. on Late Night Live with Pastor Al on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.